The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Let us learn Bezer Hashem, Mayit Kadin Daf Chav Zayin. And we will discuss some aspects of the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, which are seen and learned from today's daf. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avil, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Aleph, that the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim is a mitzvah midivrayim. It's a mitzvah saseh midirabbanon, similar to Bikah Choylem, Achnosas Kalo, Hitzoas Hameis. The Rambam then goes on to say it is included in Gemilas Chasan and Megufay, and concludes by saying, "Afal pisha kol mitzvahs elu midivrayim, harei heim bechlal v'yohavta l'recha kamoicha." Because kol advarim shatareitza shi'asu oischa l'cho acherim is I say ata oisan l'achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs. Things that you want others to do to you, you should do to others as well. And it's included in v'yohavta l'recha kamoicha. Obviously, it needs an explanation. How could the Rambam say both it's a mitzvah midivrayim and at the same time including gemilas chasadim and v'yavtel recha kameicha? But that's not our discussion now. Indeed, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph writes that tanchumei aveilim is midiraisa because it's included in gemilas chasadim and gemilas chasadim is minatayra. Like the Gemara in Bar Mitzia, Daf Lamed says, "Vaydatem lemesaderech zu gemilas chasadim." There is a minig that is brought in Svarim that one is not Menachem Aveilim within the first 3 days of Shiva. This minig has no basis in the Gemara, has no source in Shulchan Aruch, and the Achrayim attempt to try to find where the Makar for this is. Hagaon Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Tuv Tam V'Das, Madura Gimel, Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Lametes, writes that perhaps the source is in our Gemara Chav Zayinam Beis. The Gemara Darshan's a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiya. Al tivku l'meis v'al tanudu loy. Says the Gemara, ein livkeis al meis yaisim idai. One is not allowed and should not cry excessively over a relative that has deceased. The Gemara brings a maisa. He itza, there was a woman who lived in the city of Ravuna, and she had 7 sons. And one of them, Le'olenu, died. And she was crying excessively, B'chiyah b'seirosa. Rav Huna sent her a message, Le'savdi hachi, you should not do this. The Gemara says, Le'ashkech abei, she didn't listen to Rav Huna. He sent again a message, Itzaisis, if you listen, mutav, and if not, you're going to have to prepare for yet another mace. And in the end, the Gemara says that all of the children died. Then Lusay Farmerlo, he sent a message and he says, Tamer Zavad Salanaf Sheikh, you should prepare for your own demise. Umisa, and she too died. And the Gemara therefore says, Al Tivku Lameis Val Tanudoloi. Al Tivku Lameis means Yesir Midai. One should not cry excessively. Rishonim explain that by crying excessively, it shows as if there are complaints and questions against the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Va'al tenudu lo, the Gemara says, Yaisi mikishir, more than the limit. What is the limit? Hakeit says the Gemara, Shloish yamim lebechi, first 3 days for crying, v'shiva 7 days lehespid, u'shloish yamim until 30 days legiyas ulatispeiris. Mikan ve'elech, beyond that point, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, I atem rachamon boy yoisi mimeni. Don't try to be more of a rachamim than myself. From here, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that we see that the first 3 days are just for Bechi, and before that, perhaps the Aveilim are not yet prepared, not yet ready to receive Tanchumim. However, he writes that even if you hold like that, Miktsas Hayem Kikula, and already on the third morning, it certainly would be okay to be Menachem Aveilim. The Marsham, the Brijan Rav, and his Das Teirin, Yeredeya Simishin Ein Vov, Beis Aleph, also tries to find a Makar for this. It says someone showed him a medrash in Parshas Miketz, Eino Evel Mesnachem Ad Shloisha Yomim, because that's when he's Mutu B'Malachdoi, Ulesnachem Achi Gimel Yomim. But he rejects this raya, and he says the Gemara, the medrash is only referring to this idea of that one has 3 days for Bechi, but not that there's no Makar really from here that one can't be Menachem Avil. Indeed, from the Rishonim we find the opposite is true. The Rambam in Halachos Hilchos Avelos Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis writes Uvachol Yoyim VeYoyim Mishuvas Yimei Avelos. Every day of the Shiva, Boim Bnei Adam Lenachemai, people come to comfort the Avil. Rashi too in Chavdalan and Bebeis, Rashi says Kol Shiva Hilchin Lenachemai Bebeisai. There's a Sefer Chikrei Mamtakim from different Mises and Psokim from Agurim Shlomo Zalman Erbach, and over there it's brought that indeed Rav Shlomo Zalman was not makbid on this minig, and he would go within the first 3 days. On the contrary, he said, Davka, within the first 3 days, that's when the Tsar is so strong in the Avelim, and that's when they need more Chizik. And the Orchas Rabbeinu was brought to the Chazon Ish and the Stipler as well, were not makbid not to go to be Menachem Avil within the first 3 days. What is the mitzvah of Nichem Avelim and how is it done? The priest is medayik from the Lashon of the Torah that the mere fact that one goes into a Beis Avil and sits there without saying anything, that is a kiyum of fulfillment of Nichem Avelim. As the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Brachis, Davavam Abeis, Agra de Beit Tamya, Shtikusa. The schar for going to a Beis Avil is Shtikusa, is being quiet, just silence. The Tosfos HaRosh explains one should sit there and listen to the Divrei HaGadol HaMenachem Oseh, the older people, the wiser people that are being Menachem Avil, and he should remain silent. However, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Avas Chesed, in Chela Gimel, Perakei, that the Yesod of Nichem Avelim is indeed to comfort the Avil and take away his tzar. And this minig that people just merely say, Hamoki Menachem Eschem, with that is not sufficient to be mekayin to fulfill the mitzvah Nichem Avelim. He has to speak to the person and try to comfort him and saying words of Nichem to be mefik his tzar. Ramosha Nigris Moshe as well in Erechayim, Chelek Hei, Simon Chof, Ois Chof Aleph, writes as well that with the mere words of Amoki Menachem Eschem, one has not fulfilled the obligation of Nichem Avelim. He brings a raya to this, because we find the halacha later in the Gemara and Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Menachem and Rashon Loimer Dover Ad Sheyiftach Ovel. We find from Eoiv, the first Eoiv spoke, and then his friends, Alifaz HaTaimoni, then they gave him comfort, then they started speaking. It says, Ramesha, the just saying, Amoki Menachem Eschem, which is really a bracha to the Ovel, certainly is allowed to be done even before the Ovel speaks at all. And therefore the real din of Nichem Avelim is speaking words of comfort to the Ovel. If that can't be done, then one does as the preacher we mentioned before, even just sitting there, that itself takes away some of the tzar from the Avelim. Ramesha says another raya that Amoki Menachem Eschem is not considered the fulfillment of Nichem Avelim, because when an Ovel comes to the shul before Mizmor Shili HaMashabbos and he comes into the shul and everybody says Hamoki Menachem Eschem and the Ovel hasn't said a word, as we see, that's merely a bracha. So Rav Moshe writes, V'lochein Noigim Ze Anoshim Shebo Lekai Mitzvah Tanchumim Mamish, those who really want to fulfill the mitzvah properly of Tanchumim Avelim, Sheyoshvin, they sit umas akman shameis zman, sit there for a certain amount of time, Vishamu Vidibru Divrei Tanchumim Mamish, and then at the end one should give his bracha of Hamoki Menachem Eschem before he takes leave of the Avelim. Indeed, the nusach that most people say is Hamoki Menachem Eschem, and that's certainly appropriate if there are two or more Avelim. What is the din if there's only one Avel sitting Shiva? Some indeed say that the appropriate expression should be Hamoki Menachem Oischa. However, the minhag seems to be that we say Hamoki Menachem Eschem in either case. So that can be based on the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayim, where the Rambam writes, Nichem Avelim is the Gemilas Chasadim Im HaChayim V'im HaMeisim. It's both with the living and with the one that has departed. Rav Moshe in Chelek Dalet V'Rechayim Simen Mem says that the Mokar for the Rambam, that it's a It's a tanchumen. It's a gemilas chesed for both the mechayim and the meisim. Could be seen in the Gemara in Shabbos daf kufnun beis amar aleph, where here the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda, a meis she'en lo menachemim. If there's no one to be menachem the meis, hechen asar b'nei adam v'yeshu mikaymai. If there's no avelim, one should go to the place where the meis is and sit by that place. The Gemara brings a maisa. There was a meis that had no avelim. And every day, Rabbi Yehuda used to go with 10 people and sit in that place where the oval was, where the mace was. It was then shown to him in a dream. The mace came to him in a dream and said, "Tanuach daitcha shehinachta as daiti." You comforted me, and therefore he gave Rabbi Yehuda a bracha. The Marsha of Fanon and the Gemara says that the nichum to the nisham of the mace, because the nisham of the mace is misabel on his guf. And therefore, perhaps even though there's only one avil, but still, Amochi Menachem Eschem is appropriate because it's Gemilas Chesed with the Chaim and the Mesim, and therefore it's a Nechama even given to the Mesim. Ramesh writes in Afkamina, whether the Din Nicham Avelim is only to the Chaim or even to the Mesim would be with the following Shaila. Can one fulfill the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim over the telephone? Calling an avil, is that sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah? As Ramesh writes, that for the Avil himself, the Avil who is living, he says perhaps that mitzvah can be fulfilled over the telephone. But the mitzvah for the Teves HaMeis is not shayach unless the person comes to where they are sitting Shiva, or where the Meis was, the Makam where the Meis is. But the Mitzad, the Avil who is living, he says even though it's certainly better and more covered to go to the house itself, to go to the oval itself, to himself, if that's not possible, then the tzas mitzvah is being fulfilled with doing it over the telephone as well. Many people seem to have the custom that they stand before they say the bracha of Amochi Menachem Eschem. And the question is, where is the makor for such a minhag? In the Hagaon Ramesh, Rav Asher Weiss, in his Tshuva Sefer Minchas Asher, in Simen Samach Gimel, says perhaps it became a minig based on practicality. The people who were sitting a row or two back, and the other will not be able to hear them by saying Amochi Menachem, they had to stand up in order for them to be able to speak to the other and say Amochi Menachem Eschem, and perhaps that's how the minig came to be, that people stand up. Perhaps, he says, since it is a bracha, many brachas you do b'amida, so therefore it could be it's appropriate to stand. But la halacha, he says, there's no reason in the world that one should not be able to say the Amochi Menachem Eschem while sitting, as we saw from the Prisha. The Prisha says the Ikar mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is to sit even quietly together with the Avel, and therefore one would be able to offer this bracha of Amochi Menachem Eschem even while sitting. There is a halach in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea Simin Shin Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, based on the Gemara we mentioned before. Ein Amenachamim Rashon Leftoyach, that those who are coming to give Nicham Avelim are not allowed to start speaking Ma Sheyiftach Ha'ovel Tchila, before the Avelim start speaking first. Many people are unaware of this halacha, don't keep to this, and are those who are malamed zchus based on the levush. The levush here in Sin Shanayim and Shanayim Vav writes that the reason for this is that one has to see that the ovel is bitzar over his deceased, and then he's ready to be mekabel tanchumim, and therefore he has to speak first. So if one can see from the facial expressions and the mood in the house and the oval, so that already is an indication that the oval is indeed ready for tanchumin, and perhaps for that reason they don't have to wait until the oval begins speaking. There is another halacha, and the Gemara in Daf Tesvava Meralev says that an oval is aser b'she'elas shalem kol shiva. All 7 days one is not allowed to greet an ovel, and vice versa with Shalom Aleichem or any other expression like that. But in addition to that, Yeruch HaShulchan in Yeridei Simin Shin Pei Hei Siv Dalet writes, Veda, Denirli de Kishem Shein Sheila Shalom Aveis HaOvel Kol Zayin, Loi HaOvel LaAcherim VeLoi AcherimLaOvel. Just like one cannot greet an ovel with Shalom Aleichem, not the ovel to him or not him to the ovel. Kemoi Kain writes, Yeruch HaShulchan, Acherim Zeh LaZeh, two people standing around in the Avil's house, also lo yishalu l'shalom b'veis ha'avil. But the betechi may shivein lahaskir shalom b'bayis hazeh. One should not say shalom aleichem, and many times it's inappropriate to speak about other things not pertaining to the Avil or the mace in the house of the Avil. And finally, halacha, also in Shin Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, that the bracha of Nicham Aveilim of Amochim Menachem Eschem can be given to Aveilim throughout the duration of their Avelis period, whether it's for a sibling, therefore it's only 30 days, one was not did not make it to the Shiva, one can still greet the person with the Nicham Aveilim Amochim Menachem Eschem within those 30 days, or if someone is an Avelis over all of the Imoy, so it's 12 months, one could still give the bracha of Amochim Menachem Eschem, it's still appropriate, says the Shulchan Aruch, within that whole year, within the Yud Beis Chodesh of the Avelis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.